The Santa Rosa City Council will have a very long day ahead of them. The private session will begin at 11:30 a.m., and that's before they get to the regular business. Joining us on the KSRO Liveline is Vice Mayor Chris Rogers. Good morning.
Morning, Michelle.
So tell us, even though this is a private session, can you tell us what kinds of topics you will be discussing during the early portion of the meeting?
Yeah, it's pretty cleared out, clearly stated in state law what things we are able to go into closed session to discuss. Typically, it's things like personnel matters that are not usually made public. We'll be doing a little bit of that today, mostly with our city manager giving him a performance review. There's also a discussion about safety within the city council chambers. There were a number of changes related to safety last year that we're going to be reviewing to see if they're still necessary and if we can open the chamber a little bit back up for folks to be able to feel a little more comfortable coming and speaking in public comment. So little things like that that not necessarily would be discussed in open session, but give us a chance to have a little bit more of a private conversation.
And then after that, what kinds of items are on the agenda for the public session?
We have two pretty big ones. One is the development of a wildfire safety plan. Mm-hmm. And as we've talked about in the past on this show, Santa Rosa has what are called hazard mitigation plans that really account for things such as earthquake and how we will respond to them. We obviously learned a lot from the fire, and we will be updating our hazard mitigation plan to reflect a lot of what our fire department and police department have learned. The second thing is going to be the reconstruction of Coffee Park. And so this was a process that began late last year with lots of input from neighbors on what they'd like to see as they rebuild the park there. And we actually have the plan coming to us for initial approval to be able to put out the request for proposals and really to see that park starting to come back later this year and then early next year and should be finished by middle of 2020.
That's got to be exciting. I know that over in Larkfield, the community has gotten together to raise money to bring some trees back to their area, which was, prior to the fires, heavily forested. Are trees and things like that part of the plan for the Coffee Park revitalization?
Oh, absolutely. And what the staff did was they went to Coffee Strong and to other neighbors from the area. They discussed with them what amenities had been there prior to the fire, seeing which ones they wanted to maintain and which new features they wanted to add into it. There will be discussion about a dog park. There will be discussion about signage, as well as some form of future art installation or commemoration in the park as well.
Right. So some kind of memorial possible to what happened there in that neighborhood?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. All right. Anything else on the agenda for the meeting? I know it's going to be packed with all of those items.
Hey, that's actually, all of that is going to take place after a joint meeting between the Planning Commission and the City Council, okay, where we will again be reviewing and getting a status update on the general and specific plans for downtown as we move forward in that process this year.
Well, so,
busy day.
It's going to be very busy, so I'll let you get ready for planning. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Absolutely. You have a good one.
You too. That is Santa Rosa Vice Mayor Chris Rogers. They've got a full slate today at City Hall.